This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, dividing 8.09 acres into two lots located southwest of Road 410, 935 feet northwest of Road 433. Let me switch files here. Gentlemen, this was submitted back in, I'm going to throw a kink in this. This was submitted back in May of 2006, and it was for one lot, and it appeared that there was, it would be the fifth of lot being created on that parcel, and would, and exceeded the minimum or the minor subdivision regulation as far as number of lots that could be created. But on November 9th of 06, there was a survey submitted to us through the Department of Transportation for the same property, and it was actually for the creation of what would be the total of four lots, and one lot to be extended to be made larger. And that's, no, this lot was actually included in that survey. And we just realized this today, just by chance. We were looking at a tax map. There's actually a couple parcels that have been created from this track that were prior to the subdivision ordinance regulation for minor subdivision, a maximum of four in residual lands. And one was 89, one was 85. There was a lot under regulation that was created in 01. There was a lot extended in 01, but that lot previously existed, but just made larger. So that's only one so far. There was a lot approved in 05 for the Parsons. There was a lot, and then there's these two lots in the residual acreage. That meets the maximum of four and the residual. We didn't realize that until today, and we weren't sure what to do.
So what you're saying is this one would have been approved under that policy, or?
Yeah, it was approved. It's drawn on tax map. It's not been recorded because nobody's ever come in with this survey.
No. So this lot that they're asking for has already been approved?
It can be approved. Okay. The difficulty getting the approval is, unless it's been removed, there's a mobile home on lot number 3, which is right next to this lot, and they would have to go to the Board of Adjustment to be able to retain that mobile home.
Is that mobile home still there?
Correct. Yes.
I mean, this just happened late today, so we didn't, kind of threw us for a loop.
We could have took care of this under the...
We're trying to create...
The mobile home part.
Yeah, we're trying to create...
Introduce yourself first, and then we can...
Okay. I'm sorry. If you could give your name.
Name.
For the record.
My name is Betty Stats.
I'm Herman Stats.
Okay. You have the whole picture of this lot, right? The triangle with the end one. The end one is where the trailer is. Mm-hmm. That lot has been approved. This is the lot next to where the trailer is. Which,
well, the difficulty is none of the lots have been recorded.
No, the lot hasn't been recorded. They told me I didn't have to record the lot until I wanted to convey it to somebody.
Well,
that's not exactly true.
Not exactly true.
You should have it recorded.
The office that you work in, I don't know what it's called.
That's
the lady
right, it's
in
fine.
There, when she put the, when the approval got on it, I asked her if I had to go downstairs and have it recorded. She says you don't have to do it until you convey it if you don't want to.
That's true, you don't. But this plan came in 6 months later and showed the whole development of your whole parcel, but nobody's ever come in to get it approved. And it included the mobile home on that lot on the end. The lot on the end's never been recorded.
No, the lot on the end's never been recorded because we still have it in our possession. We sat it surveyed and we had the lot approved, but we never conveyed it to anybody.
Yeah, but you probably should go ahead and have it recorded if it's approved so that
it's got a mobile line, so it shouldn't have been approved without going to the board.
Well, that's true, right.
Unless it didn't show the mobile.
Well, here's what I think.
We're just trying to remedy it.
So I think what can happen is it can be approved subject to the Board of Adjustment approving that lot with a mobile home on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's to be the plot that's approved because it shows the whole right. development with all the parcels that have been conveyed
along
previously and ones that you've proposed.
Right. The only
that includes this lot.
Yeah, I don't know if I understand what you're saying. The other lots that are on the other end of that front road, I don't know. they were, I mean, they were conveyed years ago when they don't have numbers, they weren't included.
They were 1985 and 1989.
They weren't included in the subdivision thing, they were already off of there.
But there was also a lot created in '01, which was approved.
For Parsons.
Right.
Right, that's.
Then there's a parcel on the corner, which you made larger.
No.
According to the survey.
A parcel in the corner that we made larger?
No, there's a parcel on the corner next to Parsons that is made larger.
Oh, okay, Baker, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Baker added
it's down there now.
Quarter of an acre or half an acre or something to his to make it the whole acre.
And
yes.
We saw this today. I had approved it in 06, subject to the approval of the by the Board of Adjustment to retain that mobile home on that corner lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't recorded.
And the fees have been paid for the subdivision application. If this is considered to be unnecessary, that fee can automatically go and we can use that receipt number so you can apply to the board to retain that mobile home. That would clear that up. That we're not paying twice.
Yeah.
Just trying to remedy it because we found this today. It's been sitting in the office waiting for somebody to come in since November.
Was I supposed to be notified or anything?
No, DelDOT sent the surveyor a copy and should have sent you a copy and we got a copy.
I have the copy from DelDOT approving entrances to this new lot that
for
we're
that
trying
one
to
lot,
get.
But that one lot's also on this big drawing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The difficulty was you applied for the one lot in May and then this came in November, same year, 6 months later. And it was somebody, maybe your surveyor submitted it and you didn't know it.
No, I guess I didn't.
Well, I can remedy it if you could consider it withdrawn and I can, hate to put them through this evening, but they got entertained.
Yeah.
And we can remedy this by
over the
setting
counter
up for the board application.
Yeah, okay.
But you actually don't exceed the number of lots. You shouldn't have to go to public hearing based on what we found in November.
Oh, my goodness.
The problem is your surveyor apparently or somebody submitted multiple plans and they're different. There's
yeah,
the one
different
for the lot and there's one for the whole big parcel and it's created confusion. They were there but separate and finally, you know, Mr. Lank in his office has realized what your surveyor's done and sorted it out for you. So we think we've got you squared away is what we're saying, right? Yeah.
You get to go to the public hearing.
Yeah, right.
I got an experience.
That's right, you got to sit through.
What else
could
you do on Thursday night, right? Okay, so we just want
to go on fair, I guess.
Anybody else have any questions?
No questions.
So where do I go from here? Do I come
you
back?
Come see me in the morning.
Come and see
me
in the morning.
And we'll get the application for that trailer so you can apply to retain it on that corner lot. And once you get that approval, you have to record the survey.
Okay.
And I think what we'll do
that way we can remedy it by getting the survey fixed.
We'll consider this one withdrawn. That's what.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take care of you in tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry about
the confusion.
Okay, going back to our public hearings. Conditional use 1756, Artesian Water Company Incorporated.